He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, January the 15th. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. We have a pretty rip-roaring start out of the gate this morning in the market. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up triple digits. It's up 112 points. That puts it at 24,021. That works out to a 0.5% gain. The NASDAQ is where the real action is. Netflix is cooking today. The NASDAQ is up 95 points, 1.4%. And that puts the NASDAQ up above 7,000. 7,001 is where the NASDAQ is right now. S&P 500 up 22 points, 2,604. We're back above 2,600 on the S&P 500. It's up 0.8%. Again, a lot of strength in Netflix today. Also, United Healthcare, which is a member of the Dow. We also have the Russell 2000. It's just barely up today, 0.2%. Crude oil is up $1.21. Boy, I'm telling you, those two are tied at the hip, crude oil prices and the market. Crude oil up $1.21 this morning, and crude is back up to $51.71. $51.68. We've got right now the gold up $3.30 to $12.94. It's closing in very slowly on $1,300 per ounce. And the 10-year is at 2.70 this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. The market continues to heal from the severe bout of the flu that it had in the fall and winter there of 2018, ending on a very sick note. Look back at that Christmas Eve when the market was down 650 points. Well, the market continues to heal. The dust continues to settle. Today I start the day with 152 B-plus or better ranked stocks in my database, 135 A or better momentum stocks, and my cash level has dropped considerably here from where I was at about 1 month ago as I continue to put money to work on some of the bargains that were out there in the market after the market moved into bear market territory. This may go down as the shortest bear market ever. Well, we had a pretty weak day yesterday, very directionless. I did make one very large buy yesterday. That's looking like a pretty good buy here today. I continue to look and scour and search and hunt, and got a lot of them on my list right now. We had very weak China trade data yesterday, still concerned, no progress, haven't heard of any progress whatsoever in the talks between the U.S. and China. But we're also hearing that most analysts not seeing a recession on the horizon. However, Jamie Dimon today warned that a continued shutdown of the U.S. government could put us into recession. More on that in a bit. The tech stocks did not have a very good day yesterday. Western Digital, WDC, had its worst day since October. Now they're talking, there are some analysts saying that Western Digital may cut their dividend. I do not own Western Digital. It is a fairly influential tech stock. Boy, that thing's been in a slide. Western Digital was $89 per share back in May. Today it's $37 per share. That is a big, big downdraft in the memory storage device company. That stock is now down 58% since its high. Seagate also had a very poor day yesterday. Seagate has gone from $59. Now, I owned Seagate at one time last year. It had a big fat dividend yield, but it broke my line in the sand, and I protected my clients from a big downdraft. Seagate went from 59. It's currently at 39. I sold it quite some time ago, however. Seagate has also gone through a correction here of 34%. Another one that was down yesterday was Micron. Micron was $65 per share last May. Now Micron is at $34.50. I've never really been a fan of Micron stock, as it's pretty much a commodity now. Flash memory, Micron is now down 47%. But that was yesterday, okay? Today, we've got green on the screen. We've got a nice rally going on, particularly in the NASDAQ. It's being led by Netflix. We'll get to Netflix here in a minute. Netflix is breaking out today. Netflix is up 6.2%, $20 per share today. Crude oil is up today. There seems to be a continued correlation. Crude oil was down 2% yesterday on the weak China data, and crude oil is back up today, and the market is following, although right now the Dow is only up 47 points. NASDAQ still hanging on to some very strong gains, however. Well, what are they going to do in California? You know, one of the biggest utilities up there, I've got a prediction. PG&E is now $6 per share. Remember when utilities were for widows and orphans? It's down 28% today. Their bonds are plunging. PCG is the symbol. Their bonds, remember when utility bonds were about as blue chip as they could get? Well, the spreads are widening on their Chapter 11 plan. I'm going to predict, you know, California, Gavin Newsom, the new governor, and of course Jerry Brown, the old governor, they would just love to have every Californian. You cannot live on the state unless you're off the grid. They would love to have all solar, 100% solar. They would love to have 100% solar and wind, and they would love to have everybody driving a non-combustion engine, an electric car. That is their goal by, I think, 2030, something like that. And I can see this whole bankruptcy of PG&E, a major electric and natural gas utility, being the crisis that they've been looking for, or that they can take advantage, not that they wanted this crisis, but they can take advantage of this crisis to start mandating a faster move towards all solar, all wind, and all electric cars. You mark my words, watch. PG&E continues to plunge. Well, now we've got Chinese stimulus in the market today, and that's helping the market. Yesterday was a Chinese slowdown. Stocks gained ground as China announced it would start implementing a package of stimulus measures to boost their economy. You know, they kept saying they weren't going to do anything to stimulate the economy, but every day, every other day, we seem to get some kind of an announcement out of China about stimulus on the way. One of their programs to include a cut to the VAT, that's a value-added tax rates for selected industry, and tax rebates for others. Well, China willing to implement a little bit of fiscal stimulus into the system, something that Europe refuses to do. Senior policy officials also pledged that tax reductions, did you hear that? Let's move to Beijing. On a larger scale, are in the pipeline which J.P. Morgan Chase economists estimate will impact around 2 trillion won, or 1.2% of GDP. And that, of course, helping the market here today. It's also helping the global markets, that announcement overnight. Japan was up 1%, Hong Kong up 2%, China up 1.4%, India up 1.3%. So that's giving a boost today to not only the Chinese, the emerging markets, but also our market here in the U.S. Janet Yellen is out with her prediction on the Fed. What does she say? How many rate hikes will we have in 2019? That is also a major factor that will impact the markets here this year. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, there's quite a bit going on in the market today. Earnings season is now underway. Here's what Janet Yellen has to say. She's our ex-Fed Reserve Chairman. She says that it's very possible that the Fed's rate hikes are over. Boy, that's music to the market's ears. The Federal Reserve may be done with its rate hiking cycle, says former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen at the National Retail Federation's annual Big Show event in New York. Well, we'll certainly take that. No more rate hikes from an overactive Fed, which probably was the biggest reason that we saw the severe bout of the Hong Kong-China flu there in the last 3 months of 2018. Well, J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, he's got something to say today. He's not talking about his own company. Well, I guess he is. They missed earnings. They whiffed big time. I do not have any exposure to the banking sector. In fact, I've been saying that those earnings estimates need to go lower. And definitely they're going to go lower with J.P. Morgan here after their miss today with their earnings. But J.P. Morgan is talking about the shutdown. Well, we fly through the Atlanta airport a lot. I fly through the Atlanta airport. It's a hub to just about everything here in the Southeast. And, of course, if I'm going to Minnesota, if I'm going to Arizona, if I'm going to Seattle, I got to pretty much go through Atlanta. Even if I'm going south to Sarasota, I need to go through Atlanta. That's just the way it is. And we're hearing of 90-minute waits in the TSA lines with the government shutdown taking place. Well, Jamie Dimon has been very bullish on the U.S. economy, but according to him, the government shutdown throws a monkey wrench into economic projections. He says someone estimated that if this shutdown goes on for a whole quarter, that would be 90 days, I think we're on day 25, something like that. It can reduce growth to zero. How about that? You can reduce growth. And, of course, I'm sure that the Democrats would love to see growth at zero, and I'm sure the Republicans could blame it on the Democrats, I suppose. It goes back and forth, and it's all over a wall to go between Mexico and China. Nevertheless, in J.P. Morgan's earnings release, Jamie Dimon calls on the country's leaders to strike a collaborative, constructive tone. Boy, I see both sides, feet, high heels, dug in the sand right now, not moving, not budging, which would reinforce an already strong consumer and business sentiment. He says basically everyone needs to work together. Well, good luck on that, because we have seen no sign of that whatsoever since day one of the Trump presidency. Core PPI falls unexpectedly. Well, that's good news. There's no sign of inflation. Janet Yellen might be right. The Fed might be done. The Fed may sit on their thumbs all year. I'd be happy with that. Let's send the Fed on vacation, a nice vacation, a world tour for the year or something like that. The December producer price index comes in at negative 0.2. It was expected to come in flat. Well, things are not getting any smoother. The air is not thawing. The freeze is not thawing between us and China. Or is it thawing between China and Canada? Now, Canada, or China, has arrested a prominent, they've sentenced a Canadian to death over methamphetamine smuggling. You know, if you're going to go to China, don't be smuggling in meth. That's just trouble. It's trouble here. It's trouble all the way around. But they're going to execute this guy. And, of course, China, they lost the CFO of Huawei to Canada. They're holding her. I think she's out on bail now. So the big rift between China and Canada in particular continues to go on. No progress being made in the China-U.S. trade standoff. And we may finally get some kind of resolution to the Brexit vote. The sterling is expected to steal the limelight later. That's the British currency in the day as the UK Parliament votes on Theresa May's Brexit deal. The odds currently look stacked against her, setting the stage for further turmoil just 10 weeks before Britain's scheduled departure from the bloc. Well, that's not helping European economy. I continue to have no exposure to the European economy. And guess what's out there on the horizon? Once we, not only do we have these China trade talks going on, but in a few weeks, we begin trade talks with the EU. The EU preps for looming U.S. trade talks. So get ready for more volatility in the market. In the meantime, German growth slows to a five-year low. Boy, I'll tell you what, Europe is on the verge of recession right now. Germany is very important to the U.S. or to the European economy. German GDP was 1.5% in 2018. It was 2.2 in 2017, and it continues to grind to a halt. German growth slows to a new five-year low. Well, the NASDAQ is on fire today. Several stocks there are in the news, including Netflix, Facebook, AMD, Intel, Tilray, New Age Beverages, Alibaba, the semiconductor stocks, a lot to talk about in the NASDAQ, which is up 73 points when we come back. We've given up almost all the gains on the Dow right now. The Dow up just 6 points. But the NASDAQ is flying right now, and it's one of the FANG stocks, the N in FANG, Netflix, that is up big today. And there's also some news out on Facebook. Of course, Netflix will be the big earnings report of the week. That will come on Thursday, but the stock is up big today in advance of that news. We'll talk about that when we come back. There's also rumors out there of a big merger in the semiconductor, a huge merger in the semiconductor sector. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, what is Netflix up to here? Netflix says that they are going to hike prices by 13 to 18%, according to the Associated Press. He says the increase is the largest by the company in 12 years. The price increase in the U.S. includes a bump on the most popular plan to $13 per month from $11, and an increase in the premium ultra-high def service to $16 from $14. Well, that's going to increase revenues at the company if they don't have people that say, you know what? I'm going to disconnect. I'm not going to pay $13. I was paying $11. I remember the first time they did a big price increase, they had a major defection, and the stock got pummeled. Seems to be a different environment now. Let's just check in on Netflix, which is the N in FANG. It's currently ranked at number 120 out of 5,032 stocks. 7 days ago, it was ranked at number 154. 1 year ago, it was ranked at number 162. And over that last 12 months, Netflix is up 53%, while the market is basically flat over the last 12 months. Over the last 10 years, this is obviously one of the stocks of the decade. Over the last 10 years, NFLX, Netflix, which is now a $145 billion market cap company. The Netflix over the last 10 years has delivered an average return of 53% per year. Of course, it's been very volatile. You go back to 2012, it got down to $7 per share. That was when they did that first price hike. So that's included in that 10-year period of time. But from that $7 per share in 2012, today Netflix is 350. It's a 50-bagger since 2012. Over the last 5 years, their earnings have been growing by 44% per year. How about that correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation? Well, let's take a look. Over the last 5 years, while Netflix earnings have been growing by 44% per year, the stock has been appreciating at a rate of 47% per year, almost in lockstep with earnings growth. Over the last and during that same period of time that Netflix has been delivering into shareholders' pockets, who cares about the $13 per month subscription fee? Shareholders have received 47% per year over the last 5 years, while the market, the S&P 500, has delivered just 7% per year. So that's some serious alpha there for alpha seekers. My problem recently has been with the valuation, and I keep saying in my head, there's competition, everybody's getting in on the streaming business. But, you know, the market does not seem to care. Netflix currently has a P.E. ratio of 119 times earnings. It has a forward P.E. ratio of 80. That compares with an estimated growth rate going forward of 30% per year. It's trading at 2.6 times its growth rate. Its PEG ratio is 2.6. I have a 5-year target price on Netflix, NFLX, of $510 per share. That gives it 53% upside potential. Now, I like 80% or better upside potential. This has really turned into a momentum monster where valuation is kind of going out the back door here. investors pretty much closing a blind eye and going forward with a very high valuation. The stock has made a massive move here since mid-December. It got clear down to $231 per share at the bottom. That was about a month ago. About 1 month ago, Netflix was at $231, and today it's hitting $352. It has made a 65% move. That's what you call a momentum darling. Relative strength 90. Netflix NFLX currently ranked at number 120 out of 5,032, and the fireworks will continue in 2 days on Thursday, when after the close of the market, they will deliver their results of the fourth quarter of 2018. Well, Barclay says to buy Facebook. You know, I got to say one thing about Facebook, the F in FANG. It has definitely reversed its downtrend. Okay, it's been in a downtrend since July. It has reversed that downtrend. Is it in the early stages? Now, whether it follows through or not, it has turned the corner. It has made a U-turn from a downtrend. It bottomed out at 123. At least that looks like the bottom right now, and it's back up to 148 over the last 1 month. So the technical pattern of Facebook has improved considerably. Barclays reaffirms overweight rating and $180 target price on Facebook. Facebook is currently trading at $149, and Barclays says to buy Facebook ahead of earnings. Now, Barclays is a big British bank. By all means, don't listen to Barclays. Do your own homework. Facebook will deliver their earnings results in 2 weeks on January the 30th. Now, let's see what the Best Stocks Now app has to say about Facebook at the current time. Facebook now a $417 billion company, been in the headlines a lot of controversy surrounding the stock about all the invasions of privacy and what they're doing with your data. But it is turning around. Now, over the last 12 months, Facebook is down 23%. Over the last 12 months, during that same period of time, the market is flat. Over the last 3 years, Facebook has only delivered 13.5% per year, just barely ahead of the S&P 500. But over the last 5 years, it's delivered 20% per year, while the market's delivered just 7%. From a valuation proposition, it looks much more reasonably priced than does Netflix. In fact, I show Facebook still trading at a discount to its growth rate. Facebook is currently trading at 19 times forward earnings. That's a far cry from the 79 times forward earnings that Netflix is trading at. Facebook is expected to grow by 22% per year, so the PEG ratio is 0.89, meaning Facebook is currently trading at a discount to its anticipated growth rate. The real question is, can it maintain and can it produce a 21.5% growth rate over the next 5 years? Well, I have a $300 target price on Facebook, 106% upside potential. Netflix has 52% upside potential. Facebook is currently ranked at number 234 out of 5,032. Just 1 month ago, it was ranked number 91. It was one of the stocks that was hanging in there in that top echelon of the market. And over the last 1 month, the stock has begun a rally. So, well, Barclays likes it. I don't own it. I'm still a little bit worried about regulations coming down hard on Facebook with all the privacy invasions. But having said that, it's improved considerably in my app, in the rankings, and the chart is definitely turning around here, going from a downtrend to an uptrend. Well, we're going to get back. When we come back, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite healthcare stocks. It's going to be my featured stock of the day. It's having a very good day, a very good day today. I own it in two of my portfolios. That's how much I like it. And there's always news on Tilray and Canopy Growth, the wheat stocks, every day. And don't not forget New Age Beverages, which is also flying higher. Why? More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we are now in earnings season. There is no question about that. We had Citigroup kick it off the other day. The bank stocks pretty much have disappointed so far. J.P. Morgan delivered earnings today, and J.P. Morgan stock is down 1.4%. Now, that's hurting the Dow. The NASDAQ continues to sizzle here today. Wells Fargo, another dud of a stock, a big dud. It's down 2.6% today as they deliver earnings. The shining star today is one that I own, and that's United Healthcare. UNH comes along and beats earnings estimates by 6 cents. They also beat on revenues. Let's take a look at UNH. The pride of Minneapolis, well, along with Target and Bob Dylan and Prince and the Vikings and Walleye Pike and other things like that, ice fishing. Bart Bailey's up there in Minnesota working now for Gunderson Capital. I'm getting a lot of requests. I want to meet with Bart. Like I'm chopped liver. I want to talk to Bart Bailey. Well, if you want to talk to Bart, that's okay. I understand. It's a little closer to St. Paul than I am down here in Charleston. Anyways, let's take a look at United Healthcare, one of the great growth large cap stocks in the market today. UNH over the last 10 years has delivered 27.4% per year. Not bad, all right? Over the last 10 years, 27.4, that includes the dividend yield, the market has delivered 11.8. Over the last 5 years, UNH 29% per year, while the market's delivered 6.9. That's a lot of alpha. Over the last 3 years, UNH 32%. Per year, market 11.2. The performance grade is A. One of the top performing large cap stocks in the entire market. I currently own it in my Premier Growth portfolio. Both versions of that, the very actively traded one and the more long-term tax advantaged version. And I own it in the growth and income portfolio because it does pay a dividend, and I own it in the actively traded version of that portfolio and in the tax advantage more buy and hold version of that portfolio. From a valuation point of view, it's become a cheap stock once again. Now it's losing a little bit of its value today. It's up right now. UNH is up, let's see, 2.2%. That's a nice breakout on United Healthcare, up $5.69 today. It's currently trading at $254 per share. I have a five-year target price of $455 per share, giving it 90% upside potential. You see, when they come down to that 80 to 90% undervalued over the next 5 years, that's kind of my sweet spot. I don't like stocks with 40% upside or 50% or even 70%. I like that 80% or more upside potential on a five-year basis. It also pays a dividend yield of about 1.3, 1.4%, somewhere in there. It's pretty much always been a top-ranked stock in my Best Stocks Now app. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 18% per year in earnings growth. Its most recent quarter, which it just reported, United Healthcare beat by 6 cents. Their earnings are up 27% versus the same quarter last year. And their sales are up 12% year over year versus the same quarter, fourth quarter of 2017. So an excellent report from United Healthcare. From a chart point of view, you know, this stock was not immune. It corrected right along with the rest of the market. You know, pretty much there is a strong correlation between the market and most every stock out there. Even the best stocks correct when the market corrects. United Healthcare was trading at 288 at the end of November. The healthcare stocks were holding up very strong, even despite the market sell-off. And then there was a ruling down in Texas, which threw Obamacare out the window for a short period of time. United Healthcare went from 288 clear down to 32 in very quick fashion. It corrected by 20%. It moved into bear market territory. It went below its 200-day moving average. And now it's rallying back from that 232 low. Today, United Healthcare is at 254. And so from the bottom, it's rallied back 9.5%. And again, I currently own United Healthcare. In my growth premier growth large cap portfolio, it is a $243 billion market cap company, and I own it in my income, growth and income, because it also has a dividend. Well, that's about it. There was news. I was going to go through the news on Tilray. They've got a growing permit with the state of New York, I guess, to grow and produce hemp. You've also got, Canopy Growth. They get a hemp license from New York. Tilray is signed to deal with Authentic Brands to market and distribute a portfolio of consumable cannabis products. Let's just check in on Tilray real fast, which is the blue chip of cannabis stocks, not having a good day. Down 11.2% today. I have no exposure to the cannabis stocks. Well, if you'd like to talk to us, get positioned here. 2019, we're off to a pretty good start. It looks like the dust has finally settled, and it wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be when the dust settled. And I'll keep you posted throughout the year, and I'll do my best to keep you in the Best Stocks Now. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.